Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the fourth Tuesday of the month, it must be Click and Brick Confidential. I love that name. Tony Barrett, you're the star. What's happening?
Well, we're changing our format a little this week. The show is going to be sponsored by the Green Reporter, which is one of the business units within Click and Brick. And Green Reporter has kind of an attachment to the Valley because we have a national readership, but we consider this to be the birthplace.
The birthplace of the Green Reporter. This is great. Now, Scotty won't be, of course, that's Scott Sakoff, who is also known as Scotty on the sports show. But he's usually calls in from San Diego, but you are ingrained in Click and Brick. Ingrained, what does that mean?
Ingrained as the senior business partner with Scott.
Yep.
And we will be featuring a few more shows with our operating divisions. We have emomrewards.com and our newest and greenest, greenreporter.org. And it's quickly becoming a platform for the down-to-earth green health and wellness areas that basically are requested by our opt-in customer base.
Wow, I think it's good.
And it's becoming a fast-track vehicle for our clientele to display their products and services as well as an educational tool.
And how do people, can they go to greenreporter.org and see it? Is that how it works?
Or? Yes, that's all they got to do is just key themselves right in to greenreporter.org. And we've got a very broad and wide selection. And one of our top content writers right now happens to be an old friend of yours, Dr. Matt French, with his natural and homeopathic content. He is the leading click guy for our package.
The leading click guy. That's why you call it Click and Brick.
Correct.
No, not really. You know, but Dr. Matt's awesome. He was on the air with us for quite a while, and I like about Dr. Matt, he has such great integrity.
His articles probably draw a 2 to 3 to 1 response level than any that we get in our content management side. And to give you some idea, we have a series of articles by Vima, which is a billion-dollar nutritional company here in Scottsdale.
Mm.
And we have people all the way from Chrysler Fiat that are now writing for us and on the rollout of the Fiat 500, which just had a rave review by the Los Angeles Times 2 weeks ago. And then we have even our own people that participate in our green committee. We have Infinite Green, which obviously is Valley-based.
Len Gormley.
Absolutely.
He was on yesterday.
With our natural cleaning solutions. So we've got a pretty good vast array. I'm excited today about our guest. He has the spirit and the independence that we admire and what we basically have this show for in challenging times, especially with this economy, to take a hobby, a passion, and move it forward to a business. It's twice as interesting for me because, one, it deals with golf, and being a certified weekend hacker, you know, I always sit back and dream about something like this.
I didn't know you're a hacker.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
What's your high or low score? See, that's how much I know about golf. What's your
low is bad.
Well, I guess in my case, it's high score. So.
I would say that probably high 70s.
That's good on what, good. 9 holes?
You know. Yeah, maybe you even done that on 12.
18? Really? You're pretty good then.
No, no. That was years ago. I'm probably right now around an 18 handicapper or so.
What would 18 be like in the 80s?
That would be in the high 80s.
High 80s.
That's
high
not 80s. Bad, though. You want to play golf? You'd win.
I know.
Should we bet?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Oh, he thinks I'm a ringer, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm a hustler. So
on behalf of Green Reporter, I'd like to welcome Bob. Bob, give us a little background of how you got started in this business. And
I'd be happy to. First of all, thanks, Tony and Dave. I appreciate you inviting me here today and talking about my business. I'm really kind of living the news. I was with a major corporation that had some layoffs in the midst of this crazy economy, so I got hit with that gut punch that a number of people have dealt with, you know, over the last few years in America, let alone in the Phoenix market. And after doing a little bit of research on the employment market, I decided that I wanted to do something I've always wanted to do, which was to start my own business. I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. Grandparents owned stores, father owned restaurants, so I, you know, it's kind of in my DNA. And I just put together a number of my passions. Golf, which I'm an avid golfer.
What's your handicap?
I'm kind of in the 15, 18, so
that would be a good contest between you
I
two.
I think we need to get out.
I think I'd get hustled.
I think this is good. I could be the commentator, the announcer.
That'll work. That'll work great.
And in this corner, we got Tony from somewhere.
We can bring the second cart and have KXXT televise this.
Hey, that would be
that'd be great. Let's see if we can get on the Golf Channel.
Where's the Golf Channel? Is that on TV?
Yeah, on TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a whole Golf Channel.
Oh, excellent. All right, so you're an avid golfer.
So I'm an avid golfer.
Dave, this is 2011.
There is such a thing as TV. Okay. Well, we're on TV right now. In fact, I should mention that. Go to breakradioshow.com. Breakradioshow.com. You could see us. We are. See, Kurt's actually waving, but you can't see Kurt. But he's still waving. Okay. He was in a parade one day. So you have passion, and one of your passions is golf.
Is golf. I'm an avid golfer.
And your other passions?
Is, you know, the involved in the environment and doing what I can, do my little part to help the planet. And then my background is in marketing. So I was senior vice president of a company running a marketing department. So I kind of decided, let's combine all these passions, and came up with this concept of Four Green Golf. So I do eco-friendly golf tournaments. I work with organizations, charities, nonprofits who are putting on golf tournaments, and either help them through the entire tournament process, or if they just like to add that spin of making it a green golf tournament, I've got elements that will make the tournament green, including an entire product line of different types of products that are eco-friendly and environmentally friendly products.
That is awesome. Now, are you in demand these days? I mean, golf tournaments seem to be real popular for fundraisers. Is that what you find?
It is huge. I've heard a number of different statistics. In the Arizona market, obviously this is one of the golf capitals of the United States. I've heard anywhere between 100 to 150,000 charity golf tournaments a year are put on.
That is
Isn't that amazing?
Tony, can you believe that?
Yeah, it seems, you know, we're in a golf mecca in terms of golf courses and so forth. One of the questions I think I would have in terms of the business startup, you know, the hardest aspects is always having the revenue. And how are you surviving, and how do you cope with that situation till you get to that revenue scenario?
Well, that's obviously the challenge of any new entrepreneur. And I just recently celebrated 1 year in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That was quite a milestone. And what I was, it's like any other challenge. One of the many books that I read before starting the business, I thought the best line that I have posted on my PC is cash is king. And you really need to do everything you can to make sure you're watching your expenses.
Is that Johnny Cash, or are you talking about Elvis was king?
I think we're talking the green.
Hamilton.
Because Elvis account. Is known as the king, but Johnny Cash was good. But you're saying cash is king.
Cash is king. And all that really means is you got to be careful. Right now the business is self-sustaining, and I've got customers, and I'm selling products. I've got a couple of really cool tournaments going. And it's just a matter, as an entrepreneur and a sole proprietor of the business, is doing everything I can to continue to not only be the, you know, the accountant and the production guy, and I also have to be the sales guy, and I do a lot of networking and do what I can as far as viral marketing and LinkedIn and Facebook, mm-hmm. and that's still kind of a whole new world that I'm learning.
Have you done radio yet?
This is my first radio appearance, so I'm thrilled
to
be here.
And you're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Question for you on golf courses. Is there such a thing as greener golf courses?
Oh, absolutely. There is an organization called the Audubon International Society, and they actually have a rating system that will rate gold, silver level of green. We've got a number of the golf courses here in Arizona that are part of Audubon International. The top one that has a silver rating is actually the Sanctuary Golf Course right out in Westworld, which is a beautiful golf course. And some of the Troon courses, JW Marriott, Wildfire, are all part of the Sanctuary rating, the Audubon International rating. And basically what they do is they look at water usage, are you using reclaimed water, fertilization practices, and then a number of wildlife refuge areas. The biggest challenge, obviously, in Arizona, and where the biggest controversy to even talk about green golf, is we're in the middle of the desert. Water, obviously, is precious, and how are these golf courses using water is always an issue. So one of the things that are part of the Audubon International is establishing these wildlife refuge areas, which means you have less fairways, which is less grass, which is less water. And that really helps.
Wow, that's sort of cool. So they actually – well, let me ask you, why do they rate – why does that society rate different golf courses, whether they're green or not? Is there some reason other than just – helping the environment and sort of gearing people over to those golf courses?
I think it's gearing people over to those golf courses for people who want to play on courses that, you know, are doing something that they can for sustainability practices and supporting the environment. Especially, in Arizona, and you've got trying to build a golf course out in the desert is always difficult. So that is part of my business with Four Green Golf, is to work with golf courses that have green and sustainability practices in addition to other elements that make my tournaments green.
Do you find yourself limited in course selections?
There aren't as many that have pure green practices as I'd like, but more and more golf superintendents understand how important it is, and they're always looking for new ways to have better water usage, whether or not there's putting solar panels up on the clubhouse, whether or not they're using solar to charge the golf carts. There's actually a manufacturer here locally that'll put a solar panel on top of a golf cart, so it'll that's how it powers the battery. So,
how would you rate our city golf courses, specifically the Phoenix area, in terms of green compliance or green activities?
None of them are listed on Audubon International, and it's an area that I'd like to work with the city more to see if there's ways that we can improve upon. Phoenix has all these green initiatives, and I think that would be an area where we could help out. Something as simple as there's another local vendor here called Dixon Golf, and they put out one of the world's only earth-friendly PGA-rated golf balls. I think it would be huge if the public courses and the city courses just switched from the balls that they're using to Dixon golf balls, because when they're done, they end up in the landfills. And Dixon golf balls are recyclable. They are used with recyclable materials.
They're really good people. They were on our show twice already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really enjoyed them because they were making a difference too.
Absolutely.
It's just the change in shoes. I don't know, being a golfer, the change from steel cleats or the metal cleats to the rubber, is that part of a hidden green change, or Is it just because of bacteria's and transition of chemicals and bugs and critters from one course to another?
I don't know specifically. I think it was more that those metal spikes just tear up the greens. So it was more for golf course maintenance than anything else.
I know in the Midwest there was a real big hoofurrah on that. Do you understand that hoofurrah?
I was going to ask, Dave, what's a hoofurrah? You
know,
I've heard of
that's new to me. I don't know hoofurrah.
How about boy howdy? I've heard of that, but not hoofurrah.
No hoofurrahs.
But the change of metal, because there was a number of bacterias that were being carried and transported, if you played three different courses, automatically not cleaning your shoes or disinfecting your shoes, they were carrying bacterias from one course to another.
That's interesting, yeah.
And when we come back from our break, we're going to learn from Tony, what is a hoofurrah? I think I can guess. Bob, you also attempt to guess when we come back from our break. And, of course, in studio, we have Tony Barrett from Click and Brick and Bob Weichs, founder of Poor Green Golf. We'll be right back.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Click and Brick Confidential, starring Tony Barrett, with special in-studio guest Bob Weichs, founder of Four Green Golf. By the way, Bob Weichs, wasn't that the name of Bill Murray in What About Bob?
I don't think that was his last name.
Oh, wasn't? I thought it was Weichs. What do you say, Kurt? You know everything. He doesn't remember. Yeah. Okay. Well,
but he was a Bob.
He was a Bob. What
so
about
you're,
Bob?
You're about 50% correct.
Yeah. Right. But if you spell Bob backwards, I would be incorrect.
It must have been all be your else. Years with the IRS.
Yeah, exactly. State of California, actually. Okay. Anyway, Tony, here we go. You got some more questions.
Yeah, I got a question for you. You've got a fabulous website, and you've got something out there on your website, and it's called GTAA. Can you tell us what that is?
I joined the GTAA. It's the Golf Tournament Association of America, and it is it's a great resource. You can go on. It's a free membership for anybody. You could go to gtaaweb.org, and it's for anybody who's interested in golf tournaments. If you're ever considering planning a tournament, thinking about doing a tournament, you're a tournament director, what the GTAA sends out, great information, tips. They have conference calls for members. They also have a certification program, which I went through. So I'm officially a certified GTAA consultant, and that gives me the ability to learn. I learned a lot more about the intricacies about putting on a golf tournament and what it takes. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a seminar If anybody's interested, at Tonto Verde Country Club out in Fountain Hills on May 10th, it's a free seminar, lunch, breakfast, a seminar that I put on how to do a golf tournament, and Tonto Verde's even sponsored and given us a round of golf for free. So it's a free seminar on May 10th. You could go to the website, gtaaweb.org, and register. Space is limited, so you need to do it pretty quick. But it's a great opportunity. I'll show you the steps on putting together a successful golf tournament. It's not as easy as a lot of people think.
Yeah. The other piece of it is if we could get Dave, maybe we could hustle him for a few bucks on that.
I think we could take him out there, play play a little Nassau,
him in the woods.
Yeah, there we go.
That's where I would be shooting all the second, third, fourth shots and up to 16.
Well, you got to be playing with the Dixon ball, so when you hit it in the water, you don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing.
I don't think I'd feel guilty anyway, but no, I would probably feel guilty. Wow, maybe I'd get out there and we play around the golf.
That'd be great. It should be a nice day. Tonto Verde is an absolutely gorgeous course up in the Fountain Hills area. There are, views of the National Park on a couple of the holes. It's really magnificent. And for them to give us free 18 holes and sponsor the seminar and lunch, it should be a wonderful day. And hopefully I'll teach you a little bit about how to put on a golf tournament.
But my favorite, my favorite hole is the windmill. You see when are we talking miniature golf?
No, this is the big
one.
Okay,
just kidding.
This is the big one.
And he still needed a caddy, too, for that
one. Yeah, exactly.
Two caddies, actually. They were double mint twins. Remember the twins, the double mint twins?
You participate in PPAI, and I'm sure Dave does not know what that is, so you're going to have to explain that to him also.
We're full of acronyms today. So PPAI is the promotional product industry. There are some people maybe have heard of ASI, which is another promotional product division. But basically, as a member of PPAI, it gives me access to thousands and thousands of product. On my website, www.4greengolf.com with the number 4, I have a catalog on there, and you can see the thousands of products that I have. Obviously, I focus on some of the green products. So that if you're doing a golf tournament, one of the elements is to make sure that the registration bag that the golfers get has all green product in it, like, the Dixon balls. I've got shirts made out of bamboo, hats made out of organic cotton. One of the items that always gets a lot of attention is I've got notepads made out of elephant poop.
No way.
Absolutely. It is the elephant poo-poo paper.
I see that here in your
brochure. I have it in my brochure, as a
elephant
matter of fact.
Elephant poo-poo paper. I went to a Chinese restaurant once, and they had a poo-poo tray.
They had the poo-poo platter.
Yeah. Yes. That's different, though.
That's different. This is actually comes out of Africa, and obviously it's clean and sanitized, but it's a beautiful handmade paper.
Well, how do you okay, we'll get into that at another show.
Okay.
How that happens.
Yeah, I told Bob on the way out he would have the poo-poo order from KXXT and from your Breakthrough Radio show for you can have all your poo-poo paper.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's I'll order 3 of them.
Okay.
So
I'll
give them to Tony, actually, as a gift.
Okay. So that's just a sampling of the product, but I've got access to tons and tons of green products. Teas made out of bamboo or corn products, and pens made out of corn products, and I mean all kinds of stuff that are biodegradable, recyclable products.
Just about anybody can get on your site and buy. You don't have to buy your services for a tournament to participate.
I do probably 50% of my business is pure marketing products, because obviously many companies in the area have a green initiative. And as they go to trade shows or they want to market their products, it just makes a lot more sense to market it through with green and eco-friendly products.
What's your tournament coming up here? I hear you've got a Heckler's Charity tournament coming up.
Heckler's Charity?
This tournament is going to be an absolute ball. I'm working with Robert Brooks, who used to play for the Green Bay Packers. He was part of the 97 Super Bowl team, probably most famed for creating the Lambeau Leap. The who? So, the Lambeau Leap.
What is that?
That's when after a touchdown, they jump into the stands.
Oh, that.
That's
yes,
the Lambeau Leap. So Robert Brooks actually has a church locally. He's a minister here in town. And this tournament is supporting the Robert Brooks Ministries and outreach programs. Mm. But it's called a heckler's tournament for that specific reason. We are going to have hecklers on every hole to irritate the golfers at every possible way. We're going to have golfer to golf. We're going to have a two-man scramble. So we're going to have golfer to golfer heckling, heckling devices. We're hiring professional talent that'll be out there to heckle you through
do
the
you,
entire
you hire
day.
Ex-spouses?
We'll hire. You know what? We're looking for volunteer hecklers. But
well, what makes a good heckler, by the way?
Somebody who can irritate the golfers in a PG way. That's our
mission. Oh.
We're going to keep it, the ministries want to keep it PG rated. So, but it should be a lot of fun. And Robert is, we're looking for, obviously, like any tournament, we're looking for players and sponsors. We do have a website. It's hecklersgolf.com where you can register and see more information. But we're working with a lot of different talent just to have a lot of fun out there. We're going to have, you know, the guy with the boombox. We're going to have some cheerleaders. We're going to have a jazz band. We're going to have a drummer. We're going to all kinds of stuff. Every hole is going to have some element of heckling going on.
That sounds incredible.
I take it you're not enjoying this job of yours or this business too much, the enthusiasm you're displaying.
You know, like we said, the challenge of an entrepreneur is obviously making the living.
And living the dream.
And living the dream. So I am having a lot of fun. I've got another tournament coming up that I'm thrilled about. I'm going to be actually going to Costa Rica. I was contacted by a company that is putting on an event called Eco Week Costa Rica, which is a celebration of the environment and the culture in Costa Rica. And throughout this week, at the beginning of the week, they're going to have a big green living fair. That's kind of an expo for local companies and food and coffee and holistic medicine and all kinds of exciting things. And then after that, you can take either a tour to the volcano, the rainforest. National Geographic is sponsoring a photo, eco-photo adventure. Or you can play in my green golf tournament at Hacienda Panilla in Guanacaste, Costa Rica. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be late August.
I'm asking Dave for my press credentials so I can go.
Yeah. Do you take applications for credentials?
We are looking for applications. All you have to do is pay the green fee and the fare, and you're more than welcome.
How would you like to be on the radio again?
Okay. Let's see what we can do.
There we go. That's good negotiation, right?
Right, so that should be a lot of fun. And
that's awesome. Costa Rica is supposed to be beautiful.
Well, I've heard again different statistics, but some say it is the second most eco-friendly planet on the country. This golf course that we're playing on has unbelievable sustainability practices, unbelievable green practices, to the point that in some of their higher brush. In the rough areas, they actually put livestock out there to take care of the rough rather than use machinery. Obviously, they do all recycling. Even after events, they work with biofuel companies to make sure all the oil used for the event is being donated and reused for biofuel. So this is going to be an exciting event. And again, we're looking for players and sponsors. And media credentials. So we do have a website that you can go to for that. It's ecoweekcostarica.com. And we'd love to have you join us. Be a great family adventure. If you're a golfer or non-golfer, bring the family out. We've got family tours and kayaking. And if you want to golf, you golf. If you want to head to the rainforest, you head to the rainforest.
You're like an event planner.
That is a huge element of the tournament is event planning, absolutely.
Wow, that's incredible. And guess what? We're at the end of the segment now. Bob, Weitz, thank you. Founder of 4Green Golf. How do they get in touch with you again?
They can reach me on my website, www.4greengolf.com with the number 4, or feel free to call me at the office, 480-459-0691.
Thank you again, Bob Weitz, and I'm sure I'll see you at one of these golf tournaments. Thank you again, and stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break with Richard Cohen, who's running across country. We'll explain why.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Click and Brick Confidential, starring none other than Tony Barrett. And joining us, you're going to have overtime, we'll call it. Ever hear see Bill Maher's Overtime?
I love that show.
Yeah, and he has overtime on whatever internet stuff. But anyway, overtime for Bob Weitz, founder of 4Green Golf, because you're going to stay with us as we talk to a special guest running across country. Joining us now is Richard Cohen. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We are good. Sounds like you're from the South. You said, hi, y'all. Are you from the South?
Montgomery, Alabama.
That's what I thought. Anyway, we've had you call in a couple times, and I believe, what's the name of your website again, by the way?
It's www.20at60.com.
That's right. I remember. That's a really cool name for a website. So describe, first of all, for our listeners, let's reacquaint you with what you're doing. Describe what you're doing for our listeners, and then we'll then disclose your location, where you're running at right now.
Okay. It started February 14th in Jacksonville, Florida at the Atlantic Ocean, and I'm going to be running 2,341 miles to San Diego, cross country. I should finish mid to end of July. I'm running for to raise money for charity and to also raise awareness of the severe unemployment problem that we're having. I had to close my family business after 12 years back in October, and I don't think people really realize how severe the unemployment situation is now. But today I just finished 1,000 miles, and we're right in the middle of Giddings, Texas.
Wow, that's 1,000 miles. And again, when did you start?
February 14th. I run 20 miles a day, and the 20 at 60 is I'm 20 miles a day, and I'm 60 years old.
That's really cool. You started on Valentine's Day. Now, what did your wife think of that?
She thought it was great. Our way of celebrating was to get up extra early so we could video the sun rising over the Atlantic as I started my run, and that was pretty much the start of our journey.
So it's been about 2 months at this point, February 14th, yeah, March, April. So what's some of the experiences that you've encountered? Anything that's really been incredibly interesting to you, and anything that's been a little something that maybe you could have taken or leaving, you know, or left behind?
I think on the positive side is that we've met a tremendous number of really nice people. I've reconnected with people that I went to grade school with, that I grew up with in Montgomery, that have lived along the way and have found out that I was running. They've opened their homes to us. We've stayed with them, and that's been just great. As far as the negatives, there are a few. I guess in every group, there are a few that like to get a thrill out of scaring people. So I've had occasions where people have almost run me off the road. It happens, hasn't happened very often, but really most of my experiences have been really nice.
How about publicity? I mean, when you stop at certain towns, do they know who you are, what you're doing? Are you getting a lot of press?
As the miles are piling up, I'm getting more and more press. I've been interviewed on CBS TV stations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in Beaumont, Texas. In a few days, I'm going to have an interview with NBC in Austin. I'll be there in 2 days. I've had a number of newspaper articles written about the run, so it's starting to increase the amount of publicity we're getting.
And what do you expect when you get to San Diego? You said sometime, I think you said mid-July. What type of activities do you have planned, if anything, right now?
You know what? I really haven't planned anything. I figure I've got about 2.5 months to go, and I think Scott Sakoff, who you know, is going to be helping me with that. But as of right now, I really haven't planned anything. I would hope that within a few weeks there will be some national exposure, but right now it's just local along the way.
I say big party in San Diego mid-July. Maybe go to Anthony's, right, Tony?
Oh, Richard, this is Tony Barrett. I'm sure I can get Scott to really put a deck out for you. And
that'd be good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, my daughter lives in San Diego, so, you know, the goal is to reach the Pacific, put my foot in, get my daughter and possibly my two sons will fly out there and be there also. But, you know, that's what I kind of keep in the back of my mind, that kind of motivates me, that I'll see my daughter and touch the Pacific Ocean.
That'd be great. In fact, just before the show started, I spoke with Scott, and he asked me to pass on to you congrats for hitting that 1,000-mile mark.
Yeah, that's a nice round number, and I think that's a huge chunk of the miles. It's not quite halfway, but I feel pretty good that I've actually run 1,000 miles.
Are you you're in what, the Panhandle area of Texas right now, or?
I think they call it central southern part, where I left Houston a few days ago, and I'm, you know, right at, I think I'm maybe 50 miles from Austin.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I've been forewarned that I really need to stay away from the border, which I do plan to do. So we're going to, after we run through Austin, I'm going to head straight up, and I'll start in again just west of Fort Worth, so that I can you know, get into the more northern cities and you know, a little safer area. And I think I'll be running on Route 380 heading into Roswell, New Mexico.
I would suggest go to San Antonio and watch the Spurs play. They're down 3-1. What's up with that? I don't know. Anyway, let me ask you this, Richard. Have you noticed any change in your mental state from when you started and any time during this journey so far? Are you any changes at all?
Well, I have to say that this is probably the most relaxed and the most content that I've felt since I first started in business 37 years ago. I sometimes feel that what I'm doing is a lot easier than what my wife is doing. She's, I guess, she's my nutritionist, my doctor, psychologist. She's managing everything. She, you know, checks ahead for the hotel. So, I mean, she has a lot of work to do. I mean, I just basically get out there around 7:30 in the morning. She drops me off, and I call her a couple of times along the way, and 20 miles later, she picks me up, and the weather has been really nice, and it's just been an incredible experience. I've never felt more relaxed, and there are no phones to answer. There are no decisions to make. There are no questions to answer. There's no managing of people. It's just looking at the scenery, sweating until I'm soaking wet, and being like that for about 4.5 to 5 hours, and it's just been a great experience.
Now, do you run a straight 20, or do you take breaks, or and how? What it takes you 4 or 5 hours to run 20? How does this work?
Yeah, when I start out, I pretty much know if there are going to be convenience stores along the way or nothing at all, and I've been fortunate. I always have as a safety valve, if there's absolutely nothing out there, and of calling my wife, and, you know, she'll be within, I'd say, anywhere from 10 to 40 miles away, and, you know, she could always bring me something to drink, but I've never had to do that. So I'm always able to either go into a business to find something to drink, or go behind, you know, a small country church or a house and just ask for water. I really haven't had a problem. I don't really like to eat that much along the way. So to answer your question, I start out, and the only times I stop are really just to get drinks.
So drinks. So how about other parts of your diet? I mean, afterwards, I guess you eat, and what type of things do you eat?
We usually stay in hotels that have at least a refrigerator in the room, because as soon as I finish, I take a shower, get all cleaned up, and then I just eat, probably eat about 2,500 calories, and then I'll rest up a little bit, and then we'll go out for dinner. I need to eat about between 4,000 and 4,500 calories a day just to maintain my weight and, you know, keep my energy up.
I should start running. You need a partner. Okay.
Dave does that, and I'll put a pork chop on the back of him. He can even run a little faster.
No, I would say Boston cream pie, coconut cream pie, something like that. I'll really do a sprint. Can you imagine that?
Well, I have to tell you, one of the great things about this is I love to eat. I can really eat anything I want and as much as I want.
I can imagine. Now, they always talk about eating carbs when you run.
Right.
Is that what you do? A lot of pasta, a lot of foods?
I had spaghetti and meat sauce last night. I don't eat that every night. I'll just whatever seems to sound good to me. Sometimes I'll eat meat. Sometimes I'll eat fish. Sometimes I'll have pasta. But I, sometimes I'll eat 3 or 4 hamburgers. It's just whatever I imagine along the way that sounds good and may taste good, and that's usually what we'll eat.
Do they have In-N-Out Burger anywhere along the road, the path?
I'm waiting. I think that's only in California. I haven't seen any. But
did you see some Whataburgers in Texas?
Huh?
Did you see some Whataburgers in Texas?
There are a lot of Whataburgers. I haven't had any. I tell you what I really love are Sonic Burgers.
Oh, you've seen some of those along the way.
Well, I've seen a lot of them. Signing must have started in Texas because it's like every town I've been into, and I've been in some really small ones, they have a Sonic. So I'll get two or three hamburgers, the tater tots, a slush drink, and I feel like I'm in junior high again, just being able to eat anything I want.
That is great. Well, Richard, hold on. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Richard Cohen, who's running all the way across country. That is remarkable. Already 1,000 miles. Can you imagine that?
Unbelievable.
I don't know if I've run 1,000 miles in my life, and we'll be right back.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Clickin' Brick Confidential with and starring Tony Barrett. Hey, Tony, you're doing a great job, by the way.
I appreciate that. You can tell Scott that maybe he's dispensable now.
Yeah? You tell him that. I'm not going to tell him that.
Well, you remember what happened to Luke Gehrig.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Mickey Mantle came
one day off.
Oh, yeah, Babe Ruth. Okay. Anyway, we have on the line somewhere in Texas is Richard Cohen, who's running across country. And, Bob, I think you have a question for Richard.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. 60 years old. I want to know how the legs and how the body are holding up.
Everything's holding up. My big concern when I began was were my hips and knees. I didn't know if at age 60, you know, with all the TV commercials for replacement hips and knees, if maybe I had reached that point. But they've been holding up great. The only problem I had at the beginning were blisters, and my ankles started swelling up. But in the last few weeks, I really haven't had any issues. I had some... shin splints on both of my legs, but that was only for a few days. So, you know, all in all, I feel like I'm pretty healthy, and I haven't lost any weight, and I seem to be getting stronger as I go along. I know, you know, each week it's going to be hotter and hotter as we get into the, you know, late spring and summer and into New Mexico and Arizona, but you know, I should be pretty prepared for that.
How many hours do you sleep a day?
I go to bed, I usually go to sleep around 10 and wake up at 6:30.
All right, and that's not too bad. That's pretty good. I bet you sleep really well, too.
I have always slept really well, so this is not unusual for me. And it's not that I'm exhausted, you know, and just absolutely ready to crash at the end of the day. It's just something normal. We go out, we get something to eat, and we come back and watch some TV, and then I'm asleep.
Now, is there anything people can do to help support you?
Yeah, if they go to the website, 2020at60.com, 2020at60.com, there are three areas that they could donate, either to Richard's Run, which helps, you know, with the hotels, and the gas has been a real killer the last few weeks, you know, helping with my expenses. Or they could make donations to either the United Way or to a Jewish organization, Nefesh B'Nefesh. So those are the three areas that they could help with.
Well, that's excellent. And, of course, the website, www.20at60.com, and all the information is there to help Richard Run. I think it's a great credit to you to do this for charities, as well as really get some exposure out there for the sad unemployment figures that are there, and that's why you're running.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm hoping by the end we'll have enough exposure. I'm just hoping that maybe someone in the business world will see some benefit in asking me to come in for an interview, and maybe I could become employed again. I've owned my own business for the last 37 years, and it's kind of difficult for a baby boomer who's been an entrepreneur to just jump right into the job market. So anyway, that's another something hopeful that'll happen down the road.
Well, I think with your commitment level and what you're doing is extraordinary. Anyone would be fortunate and blessed to have you as their employee. Richard Cohen, thank you so much for calling in. Hey, we're going to have you call in again and keep an eye out on you.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so much. And that was Richard Cohen running all the way from, I think he started from Florida, he said. Unbelievable. He's in Texas.
Amazing.
Now. I could probably drive that far. I don't know. But anyway, of course, go to www.20at60.com and learn all about Richard's Run.
Let's see if we can meet up with him when he's in Arizona.
Is he going to go through Arizona?
That's
Tony?
What he just said, yeah.
I don't. Yeah, but I don't know exactly where. It would be nice if it would be close.
That'd be great. Get him in the studio,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
On a break, give him some water like those Olympic runners and here's some water and runs through, says hi, and then he's out. No, we have to have him have a break here. You know, I'm thinking I may go down to San Diego when he gets there. You know, wouldn't that be sort of cool?
Sure, you could do a remote operation,
yeah.
You and Scott.
That'd be sort of neat, right?
That'd be great.
We should have a San Diego party and welcome, clearly welcome him. That'd be absolutely incredible. So, anyway, that was Richard Cohen. Tony, I think you have some, more dialogue and questions for our friend Bob Weichs, founder of Four Green Golf.
Yeah, and a couple of scenarios. Are you registered or listed or at a number of golf courses? I know sometimes people forget websites when we talk about these. Can they find your information at some golf courses?
I'm not listed with any golf courses in particular. I tried to make my website as easy as possible, you know, with the number four, greengolf.com. So hopefully they could remember it. I've had different reactions from golf courses. You know, obviously golf courses make a tremendous amount of revenue off of their tournaments. So sometimes I'm received with open arms as an additional resource for them because I can work with organizations and help them plan their tournaments and obviously motivate me to book at their particular facility. And other golf courses, quite honestly, I haven't been well received because they think I'm a competitor taking their tournament business, which I have found very odd. But it varies from golf course to golf course. But no, I'm not listed on the golf courses. I am listed on the GTAA website. So GTAAweb.org, my website, and and I'm at many, many, many networking events around the Phoenix, Scottsdale area.
Well, that's great. That's good to know. But you've got one new location that you're going to be at come May 1st that if you want to contact Bob through the greenreporter.org, Bob is going to be a contributing content writer for our new green publication.
There you go.
So one of the areas that we do have in there and we look for constantly is a contact us area where we provide you plenty of space to put comments in, requests in. And one of the things that we do on a continuing basis is survey. So if you have any comments, put the comments in. Let us know what you want to see, what you want to hear, what you want to see in the future as we move forward. You know, one of the things today, I think Bob and I decided we want to get Dave out there and lose him in the woods.
That's right. And is that like with Natalie Woods? Is that what
I don't know. Different woods.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Darn. She sort of passed away. Anyway,
a couple of years ago.
No, long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's actually very sad. I think she actually didn't she fall off a boat and
yeah.
And she was married to Robert Wagner, I think,
mm-hmm.
at the time.
That's correct.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah. You know, buy a newspaper or get a television. You can be right up on the state of affairs.
Yeah, that's how I learn all this stuff. So one last question. I think we only have like a couple minutes left, 3 minutes left. So in like 2 minutes or less, how did you learn event planning? I'm real impressed. When you were talking about Costa Rica event that you're having, by the way, when is that again?
Eco Week Costa Rica is August 13th through the 18th.
That is so cool. But you were describing this like amazing stuff that the whole family can do. How did you learn to be an event planner? How did you get those skills, and how do you even know what to do?
Well, it's obviously I've been to a lot of events, and as senior vice president of that company, that particular organization had a annual huge fundraiser, and as the head of marketing, that kind of fell on my plate. So I got very involved in putting together their charity events with the big gala event and the golf tournament, and I like planning parties. It's fun and something that I've always wanted to do. And the other thing, too, I grew up in the restaurant business. My dad had a full-service catering business.
Oh, there you go.
So I knew the party planning side of things.
Wow, so a big party at Bob's house, right?
Party at Bob's house, that's right.
Maybe you could do the San Diego event.
Let's work on it. Let's talk about it.
I mean, that should be an event, right, Tony?
Absolutely.
I mean, really. I mean, who runs like 3,000 miles or whatever
Absolutely.
It was?
I totally agree. I'll pass that on to management.
Yeah, management. I thought you're management.
Only when it doesn't involve money.
Oh, okay. Management of money. Okay, there we go. That would be Scott Sakoff, of course. And, I don't know if he's listening today. I think he's in a meeting all day today.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so that's good. Well, this is great. So, Bob, how do they get in touch with you? And let's get some information.
All right, first
out.
Of all, thank you very much for having me on. I thoroughly enjoyed it today. Best bet is go to my website, www.4greengolf.com, and that's with the number 4. And you can always reach me at my office, 480-459-0691. I'd love to work with you.
Thank you so much for being here today. Of course, Bob Weichs, founder of 4 Green Golf, and Tony Barrett, how do people get in touch with all the great stuff you're doing?
Well, we've got a couple of ways, either through our websites, emomrewards.com or greenreporter.org, or you can email me directly at tb@clicknbrick, clicknbrick.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's been a pleasure. I hope you come in next month, will you?
I could probably be persuaded to.
Wow, who's going to persuade you?
Mr. Sakoff.
Okay, well, I'll call him personally. And again, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Stay
tuned. We have a special in-studio guest already here, Don Goldwater. I think that's going to be really interesting. Yes, of the Goldwater family. I think that will be fascinating on the real estate panel. And we'll be right back to start that real estate panel right at 3 o'clock.